here just an instant before I play it? About everything wrong with you. Let's try it down A flat. Every person you see is a burning tree. The judgment of God is flaming in their flesh. Father has declared the whole world under judgment. His judgment fire is burning in all flesh. Every person you see is a burning tree. The judgment of God is flaming in their flesh. Many of you listening to me, the judgment of God is burning in your flesh. You sold yourself to religion and your own way. Now my Father has started his judgment in your flesh. And if you don't repent when you stand before him, he'll cast you in the pit in the second death. gone away, led by the feelings of your carnal flesh and Satan and religion. Now he tells you the one you'll be judged by is Jesus Christ, his begotten Son. You'll either enter the fullness of Christ or what's left over will be burned. Listen to your father speaking through Isaiah, so you'll understand his burning of all flesh, so that you may in simple faith accept his living water that quenches the burning fire. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, verses 10 through 14. Who can stand the eternal burnings of the living God, a devouring fire? Who can stand in the fire everlasting? But he that is cleansed first by the fire. Our Father God, a devouring fire, hath clothed himself upon the whole earth, the consuming fire of his divine body has caused a burning of judgment in all flesh. You knew it was coming, everyone that has read the Bible or the scripture, you knew there'd be a day when the vengeance of God would fall upon the earth and burn up the old creation and bring in the new. But you blinded your mind, saying, I'm all right. I'm a good person, I'm real religious, but in the sight of my Father, your religious righteousness is as filthy all a rag that burns real good. There's only one place of safety from the fire. Only one place the fire can be quenched in. It is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sits on the throne in the New Jerusalem. He offers his body of living water to quench the burning of God's fire in your flesh, so that whosoever will may come and be baptized into the water of his body. Washing out of you the old waters of your flesh, and washing into you his living heavenly waters, and washing into you his blood and his breath, and making you Jesus Christ in the flesh. Listen to Jesus speaking through John and telling you the way to escape burning judgment, so that you may, by grace through faith, take your place in the waters of his body. John, the 14th chapter, verse 20. Listen to Jesus speaking. And that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father and you're in me, and I inside you. We all are one. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Only way that you can escape the judgment of God is to take this step of faith and come before him in simple faith and say, Lord Jesus, by faith I accept that I'm in you, you inside of me, and we're both in our Father. Then be baptized in. I know you've been taught many religious doctrines. I know you're real smart in your mind, but I'll tell you plainness of speech, I have a commandment from my Father God to burn your flesh one way or another in the grace and love fire you receive by faith, or to mark you with death and his judgment. Then he burned you in his pit of fire. Okay. case you don't believe him, listen again to your Father God speaking through Jude. Some say with fear, snatching out of the fire, hating a burning garment of their pleasure. The time of long suffering of God has ended, when a father had me strike the sea of blood with a resurrection fire of Jesus Christ, and set off a burning in all flesh. All flesh is burning, one way or the other. He's burning in fire of his wrath and judgment. Or else is burning in his love and grace. Either way it is the end of all flesh. You have a choice. You may now choose which way you want your flesh to be destroyed, either by accepting his love fire and faith, or if his love rejected into the fiery lake. Turn it up, keep playing. God's method of bringing you out of the place of the world that is now burning, and you're burning too. Everything that's not of the fullness of Christ is burning already. His place of love and grace for you is to come by faith and take your place right where he said you were. John the 14th chapter, Jesus said at that day, Brother Josh being the Father, Jesus said at that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father. Oh. And that you're in me, and I'm inside of you. Well, now, wait a minute. You can agree with that and amen all you want to. But it takes a baptism to put you in there. I'm not talking about in the baptism of the heaven, of the earthly water. I'm not talking about just a mental asset. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The heavenly baptism, I know what you've been used to. You were baptized in water by faith. But now let me show you something. Stand right over there, son, out of the way. All the other places in the scripture, Jesus Christ was on the right hand of the Father. In Hebrews, he was on the right hand. Oh, yes. In the book of Acts, Stephen saw him on the right hand of the Father. And in that time, people baptized in water. By faith, looking forward to the time when he would finish his seventh suffering. Oh, and move right on the inside of his Father. Well, that you could completely escape judgment by coming and losing your breath and your life, your breath by the seven works of the Holy Spirit, and be baptized in the heavenly waters of his body. Now, it's that simple. It's that easy. Jesus Christ, by moving inside of the Father in the seventh suffering, fulfilled by grace all judgment against humanity. All of your disobedience in your ministry and all your being ignorantly overcome by Satan and all of that was destroyed in his seventh suffering. But you must accept it by faith. As long as you have the attitude, you going along, oh, I'm all right, I'm going to make it this and that and the other, you're in trouble. You see, you're moving in religion. Now, I've been with you many years teaching you and ministering to you the principle of Christ, the living Christ, to get you ready for this time when you could escape, when God struck in that vengeance that is coming and he's hit now. You come through those three gates in New Jerusalem and you move in inside the New Jerusalem into the womb of the morning, and now God moves you through the body of Jesus Christ, regenerating you, and through the fire of his body, and brings you forth a new creature in his new creation. But you don't get this by your own religious efforts. I'm going to tell you this. You get this by following the order of God, period. How many of you been through those three gates, New Jerusalem? Ooh, you haven't been through there yet? All you've been, okay. Come on, Ray. Ray Reddy. So, Brother Pruitt, you didn't ask Ray whether she wanted to or not. No, I don't have to ask you. You mean I don't have to ask you? No. You mean I don't have a choice of good and evil? No, God never gave you a choice of good and evil. Satan gave you that choice. Started way back in the Garden of Eden. He already told you to have only one choice, the tree of life. And there it is right there. Someone come catch her here now. Real simple. By faith. Say, well, she don't understand it. I don't care whether she understands it or not. All she accepts it by faith. It's my business to do it. She agrees she needs it, doesn't she? And I agree she does too. And Jesus said, if two agree as touching anything on earth, shall be done of a Father in heaven. If you don't agree you need it yet, then there's no way for you and I to agree. Oh, Lord Jesus, by faith, I lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and your life. Now just feel the Holy Ghost. Just come on. That's all it is. You're the seven works of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Whoa. Hold her now. Don't let her fall. In obedience to you. Father, I baptize this new creature of yours down on her back in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, washing out the old waters of her flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your life and the heavenly waters of your blood of life. Just lay her right down. Feel her when she hits that water. Whoa. This is the baptism that John was speaking of. Whatsoever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatsoever is born of the Spirit is spirit, in John the 3rd chapter. You never in the Bible see that described, only in John the 3rd chapter. Why? Because John was chosen by Jesus Christ, said this man will not taste death until he see the fullness come. And he revealed it right there in the book of Revelation. You wanna quench that burning? Oh, there's a living body of Jesus to do it in right there. It's that simple. Oh, you can sit down there. Oh. Who wants to be next? No one want to be next? Come on, Brother James. Oh. Oh. Now, if I told some of you some hard way to get relieved of this, boy, some religious way or condemned you to give so many dollars, this and that and other, you'd get to scratching around, because that's the way most of you been used to living. Oh, most of you been used to living by your works. Good works. Oh, yeah, you don't know anything about faith. Oh, you never been taught faith. Say, oh, yeah, I've tried all my life to believe God. That was Satan. You don't try to believe God. You have the faith of Jesus Christ in you and you just confess His word. That faith of Jesus Christ believes every word of God. Oh, but I've heard real smart men say, lay your hand on the radio and believe God in me. They were of the devil. Say, I've said it myself and you were of the devil. You were denying the faith of Christ that God gave you as a gift, and you were trying to do something that you already had. You were of the devil. Oh. Where's him a mantle here? Oh, peace. Oh, that's good. Say, Lord Jesus, my faith and your love for me, I lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and your life. I just feel the Holy Ghost just gently just come right on you. That's all there is to it. Oh, here comes the seven works of the Holy Spirit. Ooh. You'll feel that burning leave out of your flesh when you hit the water of that body. Hold in there. Oh. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of yours down into the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, watching out his old life and washing in the new waters of your heavenly life and your blood of life. Now just lay him right down. Feel yourself hit that water, James. Oh! Who wants to be next? Move right on over there. Come on in if you want to be next. Who wants to be next? He got his already. That's all right. Whichever one makes it first. Come on. You already been baptized. You don't need a baptism again. Just close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lift your hands to him. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
By faith.
By faith.
I lose my breath.
I lose my breath.
And my life.
And my life.
To gain your breath.
And your life.
I just feel the Holy Ghost just come gently on. Ooh, that's it. Seven works of the Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In obedience to you, Lord, I baptize this member, your new creation, down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the old waters of his burning flesh and washing in the cooling heavenly waters of your flesh and your blood of life. Now just lay him right down. Close your eyes, sister. Lord Jesus. That's it. Let the Spirit just come on you. By faith. Faith in your love for me. I lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and your life. I just feel the Holy Ghost just move gently down on you. That's it. See, this is a baptism by the Holy Ghost. Say, what are you doing up there, Brother Pruitt? I just administer it. He does the work. That's what a minister is, isn't it? Minister. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finish. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of your new creation down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing out her old waters of her judgment flesh and washing in the new heavenly waters of your body and your blood of life. Just lay her gently down. Feel her when she hits that water. Who wants to be next? Who wants to be next? And that's just a taste. That's just a taste. You been through those three gates, Brother Billy? Yeah. Just close your eyes, Billy, and talk to Jesus. Give me your thing. Lord Jesus. My faith. Where'd faith come from? Faith came from hearing the Word of God. I just got through preaching it to you. By faith, Lord Jesus. I accept to lose my life and my breath to gain your life and your breath. Now just feel the Holy Ghost gently just come right down on you. That's it. Now here come the seven works of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finish. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation, down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the old judgment waters of his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your life and your blood of life. Just lay him gently down. You've been through those three gates yet? You haven't been through the three gates? It's all right. I'm going to baptize him. By faith, I'm going to lay hand on him, claim him. I have this right. Did you know that any member of Jerusalem could go out and claim any person they wanted to? So quickity gets up. If he gets up, come down, Brother Bledsoe stayed out a good while. If he gets up, Brother Bill, you take him back there and put him through the three gates. That may be out of God's order. That's what God said, do it. A lot of folks come in, they've missed, 8 or 10 steps, this and that and other, and they'd sit there so hungry, and the Lord just had me to reach out and put a hand on them and say, "Pull, listen to me. This one belongs to me until I can deliver them." Lord Jesus. By faith. In your love for me. I lose my life. And my breath. To gain your life. And your breath. Now just feel the Holy Ghost gently just come right on you. That's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. He does the work. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Finish. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of your new creation down on his back in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the burning waters of his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the blood of life. Now just lay him gently down. Feel him when he hits that water. Just close your eyes. Lift your hands. Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. By faith, I accept that you're in the Father, and I'm in you, and you're in me. Now feel the Holy Ghost just put you in there. I lose my life and my bread. Gain your life and your bread. Look at it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, washing out his old waters of his flesh and washing in your eternal waters, of heavenly flesh. Lay him right down there. It's very simple. By faith, you take your position where Jesus said you were. And then you baptize in there by the Holy Ghost. You never make that step. You wander around out there in darkness. This is a life of faith, not a life of hoping so. Close your eyes, Rusty. Just begin to say, Lord Jesus. The just shall live by faith. Not by saying, oh, I'm all right because I know about it in my mind. In obedience to you, Father, I accept that Jesus is in you, and I'm in Jesus, and Jesus is in me. I just feel the Holy Ghost just put you right in there. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does all this work. Say, what are you doing up there, Brother Brood? Imparting. Say, well, why can't he do it without you? Well, you know, the weakness of our flesh, the reason God called ministers to where you'd have something to look at with your natural eyes. To demonstrate to you, to show you the way. By faith, Lord, I lose my life and my bread and gain your life and your bread. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, I baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the old waters of his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your body. Lay him right down. Y'all want to lift your hand and praise the Lord? That is just getting some burning out of people. Hey, well, I didn't know I was burning. You will. You will. You'll never fail to rejoice throughout eternity for what you just received. that's not all. That's just a start. God is bringing forth in the earth His new creation exactly the way He said He would through Jesus Christ. We've been moving towards this for many years. I thought we'd never make it with all you hard-headed religious folks coming from every walk of life, fighting and rebelling and knocking. And I gave up 1,000 times, but God never did give up. Brother Brood, I didn't know you gave up 1,000 times. That's probably minor. I probably gave up 2,000 times on you, Rayburn. You know why? The whole world lieth in religious darkness. Every work of the Antichrist spirit imaginable, of Satan, which is a religious spirit, has defiled the minds and the souls and the lives and the bodies of God's people. Every kind of doctrine of demons you can imagine is loosed in the earth. John saw them come up out of hell like a swarm of locusts that no man can number, darken the sun. And you are children of that religious darkness. This is the reason why it's taken so long to lead you into the place to where you could move into that by grace through faith in the finished work of the living, resurrected Jesus Christ. But you made it. Jesus Christ, God's creature of grace, filled with God's love for all the world, being not willing that any should perish, He gave Himself a sacrifice for you. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and every time he knew he saw a need, he gave himself, his body and his life, to our Father as your sacrifice. Now Jesus Christ has come in your flesh, His way of life has become your life, and you as Jesus in the person of Christ come to your Father, give yourself as a sacrifice. Every time in your own life you see or feel a need to be done, you by faith in love and grace present yourself a living sacrifice. Take me, O Lord, and mold and make me into what is pleasing to Thee. No other service can You give more acceptable than to give Yourself as a love sacrifice. And I tell you a secret, if you listen to me, what other thing can God require thee? If daily you give him yourself as a sacrifice, and he molds and makes you into what he pleases, then what is there left to judge you for? He made you, you didn't make yourself. I know this way is foreign to you. You've been used to religion where you tried and tried. But remember, Jesus has already told you that his yoke was easy and his burden was light, that he suffered for you in pain and torment, that you may come in love and grace, and give yourself, your body and your life, to your Father as a love sacrifice. In case you don't know it, you're hearing one of the mysteries, the secret of ages, been hidden in Christ. I've been living this way for many long years, giving myself daily as a sacrifice. I found out early I couldn't make it. There was nothing in the world that I could ever do. So I came to my Father in the name of Jesus. And here I am, your sacrifice. Take me and do what you please. Cut out what you will and make of me anything you desire. And when I got through, I said it had been done. Oh! Even for you, when I ministered to you, and I couldn't quite reach you or make you understand, I would go to the closet with Jesus Christ and say, I am Father, your sacrifice. Something is wrong inside of me. I can't reach that brother or sister you see. So take me now, you sacrifice him, and cut out what's wrong and bring what's right. And when he got through, you probably remember I descended in your midst with a renewing of power. Oh! Now let me reason with you just a little. If God makes you, then what can he judge? But if you make yourself not pleasing to him, he'll judge everything that you made yourself. So the secret of ages, of grace of God, has been delivered to you, his chosen. Just rest in faith and open your mouth. Seven times daily and confess to your Father. Here I am, my body, soul, and life. I present myself as your sacrifice. Then you feel the Holy Ghost float upon you and suck you into the love of his body. And you go around some number up and down, but when he gets through, he'll have made of you just what it pleased for the time and day. And then he has nothing for which to judge you. Whoa. I know you don't understand this way of grace. You've been used to religion and working your own way. You've lived a life of darkness and unbelief. But open your eyes, the day has come. The new day of your Father God hath arisen through Jesus Christ. And the light of his knowledge has begun to fill the whole earth, and it's starting with you. Me, or can the queen give give wisdom to the potter. May I say to you, you are clay. So give yourself in the hand of the potter. Your Father God has sacrificed him. And let him mold and make you with the Holy Ghost. And what he will, then you'll be saving. Apostle Paul, by speaking through him, the one that God used to judge the world, the Father of grace, the gospel of which hath judged the old world through Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said to you by living the life of Jesus Christ. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice. This is only reasonable in your service to God, because he gave you his body in the first place. And everything you do for God, it's reasonable that you start by giving yourself unto him as a living sacrifice. And let him make you in his body and life. The whole price for me, Jesus had paid. Now he gave me the key of faith to move in his fullness every day. And that is to present my body and my life to my Father as a living sacrifice. Your own, what you thought you were. You try to live your life by doctrine.